Namo Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 6, Jhana Yoga, Text Number 8. So please repeat. Gyan, Vigyan, Tripta, Atma, Kutastaha, Vijita Indriya, Yuktaha, Iti, Uchyate, Yogi, Sama, Loshtra, Ashma, Kanchanaha, Jnana Vijnana Triptatma, Kutasto Vichendriya, Kutasto Vijitendriya, Yukta Ituchate Yogi, Yukta Ituchate Yogi, Samaloshtrashma Kanchana, Jnana Vijnana Triptatma, Kutasto Vijitendriya, Yukta iti uchyate yogi, samaloshtrashma kanchana, jnana vijnana triptatma, kutasto vijitendriya, yukta iti uchyate yogi, samaloshtrashma kanchana. Jnana Vijnana Triptatma Kutasto Vijitendriya Yukta Iti Uchyate Yogi Samaloshtrashma Kanchana Jnana Vijnana Triptatma Kutasto Vijitendriya Yukta iti uchyate yogi, samaloshtrashma kanchana, jnana vijnana triptatma, kutasto vijitendriya, yukta iti uchyate yogi, samaloshtrashma kanchana, Jnana Vijnana Triptatma Kutasto Vijitendriya Yukta Iti Uchyate Yogi Samaloshtrashma Kanchana Jnana Vijnana Triptatma Kutasto vijitendriya Yukta iti uchyate yogi Samaloshtrashma kanchana. Anyone else would like to chant? Would you like to chant, Winfried? Would you like to chant? Okay. Jnana Vijnana Triptatma Kutasto Vijitendriya Yukta Iti Uchyate Yogi Samaloshtrashma Kanchana Jnana vijnana triptatma kutasto vijitendriya yukta iti uchate yogi samalostras makanchanaha. What about Vrajraj? Would you like to chant Vrajraj? Vrajraj, I can see you. Would you like to chant Bhagavad Gita? Would you like to sing? Will you what Sanskrit singer for us? Yeah? Probeer maar. Nee, oh sorry. Okay, jammer. Volgende keer. Yeah, please try. Would you like to try it? Try one more time? No? Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, thank you. So please repeat. Jnana. By acquired knowledge. Vijnana. And realized knowledge. Tripta. Satisfied. Atma, a living entity. Kutastaha, spiritually situated. Vijita indriya, sensually controlled. Yuktaha, competent for self-realization. Iti, thus, uchate, is said. Yogi, a mystic, sama, equipoised, loshtra, pebbles, ashma, stone, kanchana, gold. Translation: a person is said to be established in self-realization and is called a yogi or mystic when he is fully satisfied by virtue of acquired knowledge and realization. Such a person is situated in transcendence and is self-controlled. He sees everything, whether it be pebbles, stones, or gold, as the same. Purport. Book knowledge without realization of the Supreme Truth is useless. This is stated as follows. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavat Gram Indriyai Sevan Mukehi Jivadhau Svayam Eva Spuratiyadha. No one can understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, quality, and pastimes of Sri Krishna through his materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by transcendental service to the Lord are the transcendental name, form, quality, and pastimes of the Lord revealed to him. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.34. This Bhagavad Gita is the science of Krishna consciousness. No one can become Krishna conscious simply by mundane scholarship. One must be fortunate enough to associate with a person who is in pure consciousness. A Krishna conscious person has realized knowledge by the grace of Krishna because he is satisfied with pure devotional service. By realized knowledge, one becomes perfect. By transcendental knowledge, one can remain steady in his convictions. But by mere academic knowledge, one can be easily deluded and confused by apparent contradictions. It is the realized soul who is actually self-controlled because he is surrendered to Krishna. He is transcendental because he has nothing to do with mundane scholarship. For him, mundane scholarship and mental speculation, which may be as good as gold to others, are of no greater value than pebbles or stones. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Chakshur Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bhando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Shindu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jnana Vijnana Triptatma Kutasto Vijitendriyaha Yuktaye Chete Yogi Sama Loshtrashma Kanchanaha. So if one devotee here, she's called Kanchana Valli. So it's the name of Radharani, because Radharani also, she is a golden color. Kanchana means gold. And Loshtra is pebbles. Sometimes also, I think, it's translated as mud. Anyway, it means useless. Gyan is knowledge, and fi gyan is realized knowledge. So you have gyan, and then fi gyan, that means it's you done something with it, realized. Tripta, nitya tripta. You have one devotee, she's called nitya tripta, means eternally satisfied. This is also a name of Krishna, nitya tripta. Tripta means satisfied. Atma. Yeah, so sometimes we think the body is living, but it's the Atma that's living, the soul, that is the living entity. The body is basically a machine. Jnana Vijnana Triptatma. So we should be established in self-realization, satisfied. Here Prabhupada translates as established. We should be satisfied in self-realization. Kuta sta, spiritually situated. Yeah, so sta means situated, and kuta, I'm not sure what it means exactly. Kuta sta. Vijita indriya, so vijita means to conquer or to control. Indriya means the senses, one who has control over the senses. Yuktaha, yukta is, this is from the word yoga. Yukta means to connect. To connect with the self. Here translated as competent for self-realization. Uchate, it is said, like uvacha. Uvacha means Bhagavan, uvacha. Krishna says, here uchate is similar. Yogi samalostrasma kanchanaha. A yogi or a mystic, he is sama, equipoised, like same. Eh? Same, sama is the same word. Sama, lostra ashma kanchana, a pebble, a stone, or gold. And in the purport at the end, Prabhupada very nicely he explains why Krishna is exactly saying this example. Or Prabhupada he ties it in with the whole context. He says that a devotee, he is transcendental because he has nothing to do with mundane scholarship. For him, mundane scholarship and mental speculation, which may be as good as gold to others, are of no greater value than pebbles or stones. Yeah, so we have some of our acharyas, and they couldn't even read. still they were self-realized. So you don't need to read to become Krishna conscious. Krishna says in the 10th chapter, Dadhami Buddhi Yogam Tam. I will give Buddhi Yoga. I will give the intelligence how to be Krishna conscious, how to connect with me, about me. I will give you Buddhi Yoga. So this is given from within the heart. And that generally it comes by, as Prabhupada says here, pure devotional service. It's a very high level, of course. So we'll try to explain it a little bit. A person is said to be established in self-realization and is called a yogi when he is fully satisfied. Yeah, so that is many times explained that Brahma Buddha Prasanatma, one who has attained this Brahma Buddha stage, one who has become and he sees everything as Brahman, he na soshati na kankshati. He doesn't lament na soshati and he doesn't kankshati. Like kanksa. Kanksa was always hankering after this and that. Kanksa means to lust. So na kankshati, he's not lusting over anything. He's no desires. So when you have no desires, that means you're satisfied. Or at least, because the thing is, we can have material desires and spiritual desires. Because the Prabhupada explains actually the Brahma Buddha stage, when you see everything is spiritual, that's the beginning of devotional life, devotional service. We can have material desires, they can never be satisfied. So then we are in fact never satisfied. We can also shift that to Krishna and then we can have spiritual desires and those can be satisfied. One of the reasons, simple reason why they can be satisfied is also in the material world we have a material body. So we're going to have to die, birth, death, old age and disease. There is no exception. Sometimes Prabhupada would criticize Darwin. He says, why is he talking about this, what is it called? Fight for survival of the fittest, right? We all know this, no? You've heard about this, survival of the fittest? Yes? You never heard this? No? Well, Darwin, he had this theory that one animal would survive another animal and then he would be the stronger race and like that he would it would move forward like that. And Prabhupada would say, what do you mean survival of the fittest? There is no survival. Everybody dies. You see? So, yeah, it's kind of a foolish theory. And it's a very materialistic theory. Uh-huh. So, Darwin is not there. He is dead. Everybody dies. Hitler is dead. Napoleon is dead. So many people dead. So many big, big plans. They're all dead. So, therefore, you can never be satisfied because you will die. The mortality rate is 100% in the material world. In the spiritual world, we can live eternally. So there we can become satisfied. If you can just understand that the body is temporary and the soul is eternal, the Atma, that's the living entity. The soul is the living entity. Because of the soul, the heart is going boom, 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 boom. And when the soul leaves, then the heart stops and it goes to another body. This is called reincarnation. So the soul is eternal and the body is temporary. It's flickering. One of our acharyas, he calls it chapala sukha, flickering happiness. Sukha means happiness. Chapala means flickering. That the material world is chapala sukha. That's why we can never be satisfied. So the mystic, he is fully satisfied. How? By virtue of acquired knowledge and realization. Such a person is situated in transcendence and is self-controlled. Yeah, so he is situated in the spiritual vibration, like Prabhupada explained this morning during the japa. If you put a rod into the fire, an iron rod, then it becomes fire. If I put the iron rod on the mridanga or on this thing, it will start to burn. So similarly, we are now conditioned. We think that we are the body. and we think that we can maybe survive. And this is ignorance. We are ignoring the fact that we are temporary. We're ignoring the fact that any second we can die. We're ignoring the fact that we are actually, that we are in fact Krishna conscious. We are ignoring Krishna, ultimately. This is called Maya. Maya means that which is not. Without Krishna. Everything is Krishna's energy. We just ignore it. We just pretend that it's not there. Like when you sleep, you forget about your room and where you live, and sometimes you forget even your body. Sometimes you have another body. You look very strong, or you know, you can fly. So that is called ignorance, because the real situation is that you are sleeping in your bed, and sometimes the house might be on fire, and then you're dreaming. So this is very dangerous. If somebody has to come and wake you up and tell you, please wake up, stop your dreaming, we have to get out of the house, it's burning. But this is actually the situation of the material world. We are sleeping and it's burning. Like I said, the mortality rate is 100%. Everybody will die. There is no exception. And we don't know when we will die. We have no idea. It can happen any second. So therefore we should be very careful not to waste our time. And surrender to Krishna. Sarvadharma Prityagya. Sarvadharma Prityagya. Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. You surrender to me. You give up all kinds of dharma and dreams and so many other things. You give everything up and you just surrender to me. So that is the spiritual transcendence. When we fix our mind on Krishna, then we become situated in transcendence, and we should be self-controlled. So this takes some time. The technical term is called anarthanivritti. So to leave all the bad habits behind. We have so many bad habits, generally. So, like some people, I don't know, they like chocolate, or they like, you know, maybe to smoke. So we have to control ourselves not to smoke and not to eat too much, and so many desires are there, so many temptations are there. So we should be self-controlled. So Prabhupada, he focuses very much on this jnana and vijnana. Well, here's actually acquired knowledge and realized knowledge. But Prabhupada, he explains what is knowledge. He says, book knowledge without realization is useless. Without realization of the Supreme Truth is useless. And Rupa Goswami explains that. That it starts, it's actually very interesting. It's very, this Krishna consciousness is very scientific. And the solution is actually very simple, very profound. It's through the tongue. Jiva Dao. Sevon Mukhe hi Jiva Dao. Mukhe also means mouth. So you speak about Krishna, or you chant Hare Krishna, and you eat prasadam. So anybody can do it. Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prachati. You can just offer some water, some vegetables. This is what Krishna is asking in the Bhagavad Gita. That is what he likes. And you can just offer it to a picture or to a form of Krishna. Picture is also a form of Krishna. And you offer it like you offer it to a person. Krishna is a person. The difference is with a normal person and Krishna is that we are localized. We are in this body. And we cannot feel other people's body. But Krishna can. He can feel everybody's body. And he can be everywhere. In fact, he is everywhere already. So if we pray to Krishna, he can actually accept the food. He can eat with his eyes, as explained by Lord Brahma, in Brahma Sangita, that he can eat with his eyes, because his body is spiritual. So if you offer the food will actually be transformed. It will be spiritual. When you eat it, then your body also becomes spiritual. This is what I explained, that like the iron in the fire. Because sometimes you have these yogis, I also used to be a yogi, and they think they have to stop the breath. And this is very, very difficult, because they understand that they should stop karma, action and reaction. Because as long as you have karma, you have to become reborn. So when you eat prasadam, then you stop also the karma. Because ultimately you cannot really stop karma or activity. Actually, everything belongs to the Lord. So you have nothing to renounce. Like Krishna gives me $1 million, and then I say, I'm going to renounce the $1 million. But it's not yours in the first place. It was given to you by Krishna. So what you should do is you should use it for Krishna. That is the real renunciation. So Krishna, he's everywhere. And if we just offer it to Krishna, he is the proprietor of everything, then we are free from that karma, from that action. It's not really our apple. We take the apple, it's Krishna's apple. So like a child, the father, he pays everything. He pays the house, he pays the pocket money. So if the child buys a little present or even gives a little candy, the father is very happy. Oh, my child, he gives me some candy. Thank you very much. He paid for it. Still he appreciates. So it's like that with Krishna. We can take the apple and then we can offer it to Krishna. And then if we offer it with love, like the child offers to his father, then Krishna will accept. Oh, my devotee is giving me an apple. How nice. And then, because Krishna is the boss of the apple, he's the proprietor of the apple, then the karma is neutralized. Krishna, he kind of gives the apple to us. He gives it back, actually, to us. And not only he gives it back, but it's spiritualized because Krishna has touched it. He's eaten it, maybe not directly with his mouth. Although it's the same, like if he eats with his mouth or with his eyes, it's the same. So the apple is actually transformed. It's a spiritual apple now. So when you eat it, you become spiritualized. And similarly, the name of Krishna is also non-different from Krishna. So when you chant it, it's different from other vibrations. That vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, is a spiritual vibration. It's not different from Krishna. And when you chant it the whole day, then you become spiritualized. You become, as it says here, fixed in transcendence. And ultimately, you will be able also to control yourself. Sometimes people say that. Control yourself. Don't be so angry. It's very difficult. So if we become Krishna conscious, then it becomes easy. Because we just do what Krishna says. That is the ultimate self-control. Again, we have nothing to renounce. We have nothing to gain. Because it's all Krishna. So Arjuna also, he wanted to renounce. No, let me renounce it. I'm not going to fight. And Krishna said, no. You have your duty to perform. And you perform your duty for me. I want you to fight this war. You do it for me. Don't do it for your family. Don't do it for your brother. Just do it for me. I'm telling you, this is the right thing to do. Trust me. And don't worry. Don't worry. It will be okay. And then Arjuna, he took away all of his doubts. Krishna took away all of his doubts. And he started to fight. So that is the greatest, the perfect form of renouncing things. So just to recap, the easiest way to start this process is by the tongue. And then the tongue, that's what I'm explaining, is very scientific. It's connected to the belly. If you eat too much, then automatically you will get sex desire, especially if you eat meat. And then generally if you eat meat, you need to drink wine. Then it will be pressure on the genitals. So automatically the lust will come up. It's like that. It's scientific. So if you eat Krishna prasadam, it's different. It's spiritual food. And then gradually you can eat a little bit less. It will come naturally because you'll acquire a taste to serve Krishna and you'll just forget to eat. This is what you see with great devotees. They just forget to eat. They just want to serve Krishna. So it will come natural. You don't have to do it artificial. Although sometimes it's recommended, like yesterday, we fast from grains. And sometimes devotees fast more. They skip the breakfast, or they skip everything, or they skip even drinking water. So that sometimes it's good to force yourself a little bit, especially on Ekadasi. Then you can come into the habit, and you can see that it's not such a big deal. Okay, I have to stop here, so to leave some room for questions. So thank you very much. Are there some questions or comments or anything? Feel free. Yeah, in the beginning, well, overeat is of course never good. In the beginning, it's okay to eat a lot of Mahaprasadam. Yeah, it's even recommended. Like when I came to the temple, the way I experienced it, because I was smoking a lot of marijuana every day, in fact, and I was also drinking alcohol like every 3 days or 4 days. I was a yoga teacher, so I would 3 days do yoga and then or 4 days. It depended a little bit on the week, and then 3 days of drinking, like that. They call it boga chak, enjoying and renouncing. So, yeah, because then I wanted to renounce, I wanted to stop drinking, but then it was difficult, friends would call, or you got depressed, and then you were just kind of forced out by your desires. So then when I came to the temple, I started to eat really a lot of prasadam. In fact, I understood a little bit about prasadam, and one of the rules of prasadam actually is that you shouldn't refuse it. So this friend of mine, he kind of took advantage of that because he knew that I knew that. So he was, you know, he didn't stop serving, you know. And then this elderly devotee, he said, "Can't you stop? Can you not see that he has enough?" And had this huge plate, and especially in those days, we really made it a point not to throw away any prasadam. So I ate the whole plate, and it was very good because I did get a little sick, but I got just sick enough not to have the desire to smoke. Because generally, I don't know if anybody smoked here, the desire to smoke after the meal is generally the greatest. So I ate so much that I couldn't even smoke anymore. You see, so that's how I did it. And another thing also, what I experienced, I don't know if it's true, but my lips started to burst open, and I really felt that the prasadam was actually purifying my body. It was not normal. It was almost like I was eating, not the taste, just the effect, like I was eating something antiseptic. It was really purifying my body. That's how I experienced it. So in the beginning, especially if you're like very degraded like me, that you use drugs, then it's definitely recommended to eat a lot. And then later, you regulate it. That is actually how you do it. And then from the regulation, like I said, you can fast on Ekadasi, and then gradually you can, but it will come naturally. It's not that you focus on the fasting, it's that you focus on the serving Krishna, and then gradually you'll lose the kind of the desire. Because Prabhupada used to say, fasting is feasting. And sometimes the devotees think that it means that we cook huge feasts on Ekadasi. Of course, there's nothing wrong with cooking huge feasts on Ekadasi, at least sometimes. But what Prabhupada meant is that it's feasting because now we can just chant and read. So that was the feasting for Srila Prabhupada. Because otherwise, if you eat, generally you have to go to the bathroom, and so many distractions will be there. You have to wash your plate, so many things. So if you don't eat, then you have so much time to read and chant and do things for Krishna. So that's kind of the idea. That not that you stop eating, but that you start serving Krishna. It will come. How you serve by eating? Huh? Yeah, honor it. So how you serve it? How you serve? They said prasadam sevaya, right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Yeah. Still, the example is there. I mean, generally we don't say it, but most people are very advanced here. So I'll say it anyway. This movement is made to stop eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Completely. That is what we're pointing for. We're going for gold. We're going for the highest. So the Goswamis, they basically stopped this. They slept 1 or 2 hours. Sometimes they didn't eat whole day. They had no sex. They didn't defend. Everybody liked them. They were going from one tree to the next tree because they didn't want to get attached to a certain tree. So that is actually the goal. Huh? Pebbles? Yeah. Still, they were very careful because a person who is transcendental, he never thinks I'm transcendental. That is actually the beginning of the end. As soon as you think, oh, I'm transcendental, then it's finished. Prabhupada says, as soon as you think you're guru, you're guru, you're a cow. So a devotee never thinks I'm a guru, he thinks I'm a servant of my Guru Maharaj. And I have to serve other people. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Is that all right? I mean, it's true. It is seva, yeah. It is seva, yeah. Definitely, it's honoring prasadam. The thing that why I a little bit answer it in a kind of a heavy way, because sometimes gets a little bit abused, and I also do it myself. Like I eat a lot on Ekadasi. It's not really the idea. The Prabhupada said, you just eat some fruits, some vegetables. I can't do it. You see, I'll admit it to you. Still, we should know that it's not really the mood. You know, the mood is not to eat voraciously. Our next Ekadasi is Nirjal, so then we can all practice. Generally, in ISKCON, everybody fasts completely. Because if you that Ekadasi was especially for Bhima, he couldn't fast because he was very strong and he had such a hunger. So he fasted one Ekadasi a year, and that would make up for all the other Ekadasis. So next time, in 2 weeks, is recommended to full fast, not even water. So it's a balance, it's a whole culture. When we have a feast, when there is a feast, then we can eat a lot, because it's a feast. And it's all right. But even then, sometimes the time harp was also criticized by one devotee. Why are you eating so much, your sannyasi? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately took it very personally. He said, yes, I'm going to cut down everything in half now. So even though this devotee shouldn't have said that, still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it to heart and he cut down everything in half. So, you know, it's a subtle thing. It's not completely the way I say it, not completely. You have to kind of feel it by situation. But gradually it should go to... Yes. Yes. Okay, last question, Winfried. No, it's okay. Can I have one question? Okay. It's very nice of you. Sorry. Better to have one good answer to a question than half a answer to many questions. Yeah, yeah. So now we'll chant Hare Krishna. This is the most powerful way to become, what does it says here? Not only self-controlled, yeah, situated in transcendence. And it was said also this morning, and that is something I can tell you from my own realization, that if you chant this mantra, it will really stop your suffering. Maybe you will not get in ecstasy immediately. Definitely it will stop your suffering. You can experience this almost immediately. So please stay and chant, and you can experience this. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Whatever it is, we should have mentioned.